Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversation featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, with a gold standard lineup of music on hand, is Daniel Britt.
We're going to get to know today just a little bit better Mr. Mike Allen and the man behind that voice. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be here, Daniel. I appreciate you having me.
Well, you know, most of the people I talk to, especially the ones with a history, and you've got a big history, I start at the beginning and we move to today. I'm going to start at the opposite. I'm going to start today. You are currently heard probably to most people with through the Gaither videos, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and sir. If this were television, they would immediately recognize your face. I know. And not only are you on stage singing at homecoming concerts and on the videos, but you can hear your power bass notes on the recordings in the studio with Bill Gaither. And tell me how Bill found you and tell me how that relationship sort of took off.
I was actually singing with Phil Cross and Poet Voices. And Phil had a little songwriters get together and had some up-and-coming songwriters there that wanted to learn more about songwriting. And he had Dottie Rambo, and Bill was there. Yeah. And of course, Phil spoke also. Great songwriter.
Yeah.
And he took me over to Bill, and he said, Bill, I want you to meet Mike Allen. And I said, hello, Mr. Gaither. How are you, sir? And he said, he didn't even say hi. he said, wow, what a speaking voice. And I said, well, thank you very much. He said, do you sing? And I said, yes, sir, I sing with Phil. He said, I can use you in the studio. He said, I want you to call Ben Spear and tell him that I want to use you in the studio. And that was it. I got Ben Spear's number and called him, and he's been using me ever since. He's been very gracious.
How has that been for you? I mean, obviously, I think it's an honor. But how has that helped you in your music career working with somebody like Bill?
It's helped build my self-esteem a lot.
I bet so.
Yeah. It's helped a lot to get my name a little more well known, or at least my face.
Sure.
Most people recognize me or come to me and say, "You're that guy on the Gaither videos."
Yeah.
You know, I don't do much solo work.
Right.
So,
right.
And my job basically is background vocals. I'm what Rex Nealon referred to as the stunt bass.
Oh.
So.
I may be on a train, I may be on a plane when I hear my final call. I may be on the ground when I hear the trumpet sound, it really doesn't matter at all. I may be on a trip, I may be on a ship, but no matter where I roam, on land or on sea, protected I will be, I know I'll sail away home. I'll sail away, I'll leave this world behind, I'll sail. Night or noon, it may be very soon, he'll come like a thief in the night. He'll come with all his power, it could be any hour when I take my final flight. I'll sail away with ease, faster than any breeze or astronaut you've known. The time is very near, soon Jesus will appear, and then I'll sail away home. I'll sail away, I'll leave this world behind, I'll sail.
With Rex during that time.
Yes, I sure did. In fact, I was in I was in the Ireland and London videos when Rex passed away. I was there. It was a trying time.
And we've lost so many bass singers, JD and George and Rex and Brock and and even Downing. And I mean, so other than Bill Gaither on a lot of the videos, you're pretty much the kind of the sole survivor of the group, aren't you?
Yes, sir. At least at the homecoming concerts, he's able very, to get some wonderful bass singers to come in and you know, help out on the videos and stuff. So that always takes it a little bit more off my shoulders, but and it's a lot of fun to work with them. I enjoy it.
The old guys, they had just such a camaraderie. You could tell between George and JD and even Rex and those guys we talked about now. And I know like Signature Sounds traveling with the homecoming tour,
Tim Duncan.
You and Tim, have you found a camaraderie? Is there something about bass singers they just get along?
Automatic. It's automatic. you love to hate each other. There are nights when I can hit notes Tim can't, and there are nights Tim can hit notes I can't. So on those nights, we just love to hate each other. And the nights that we both can hit the same notes, we just love each other.
Sure, sure. is it atmosphere, or what does that? What is it about the voice that in the low end?
I think it gives it does help with the atmosphere, but it just gives a really big full sound, you know. It rattles my chest.
Yeah.
Roll away, troubled river, roll away. Roll away, troubled river, roll away. I won't be caught by your raging tide. I'm walking safely by the master's side. Roll away, trouble river, roll away. If you're waiting for my troubles to get me down, well, friend, there ain't no use you hanging around. 'Cause I don't care what comes my way. It can't be big enough. But what you hear me say, roll away, troubled river, roll away. Roll away, troubled river, roll away.
Roll away, roll away, roll away.
Roll away, troubled river, roll away. I won't be caught by your raging tide. I'm walking safely by the master's side. Can look around and only see the bad, but I can take what my father sent. I can trust him. I know he'll understand, and he'll take that troubled river and roll it away. Roll away, troubled river. Safely by the master's side. Roll away, troubled river, roll away. Roll away, troubled river.
Roll away, roll away, roll away, roll away.
Is there anything you have to do to care for your voice that might be any different than someone who sings tenor or lead would have
Not necessarily anything any different, I don't think. I warm up anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour every day. I mean, I try to keep your voice is a muscle.
Sure.
So I try to, keep it trained.
I won't imitate it, but I was once backstage with George when he was doing a solo in Gainesville, Georgia, And before he went on, of course, it was loud. I think Greater Vision was on or somebody. And so it was loud. But he was sitting over in a corner, and I'll describe it. He would put his hand over his mouth, and he would just kind of, it almost sounded like a cough, but he wasn't coughing. He was doing something vocally, and I never could put my finger on exactly what it was he was doing, but I guess it worked. Have you ever heard George do that, or have you ever heard
technique? I have heard him do that once. I heard him do it when he was doing a sound check. He would check into the mic, and then I saw him do that, and I think he was trying to find his placement, mm-hmm, to make sure he had the proper placement. And that's the only thing that I've ever been able to figure out with that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He did that, and he did a lot of other things that I've tried to pick up on.
The love of the Lord can paint the morning sky. The love of the Lord can make the sun to rise. The love of the Lord can make the sun go down. The love of the Lord can make the world go round. And the love of the Lord is such a wonderful thing that it makes the little children wanna shout and sing. And the love of the Lord is like a billowing tide, rolling over all the mountains and the oceans wide. The love of the Lord can light the stars at night. The love of the Lord can turn the day to night. The love of the Lord can tuck the stars away. The love of the Lord can turn the night to day. And the love of the Lord is such a wonderful thing that it makes the little children want to shout and sing. And the love of the Lord is like a billowing tide, rolling over all the mountains and the oceans wide. The love of the Lord can paint the morning skies. The love of the Lord can make the sun to rise. The love of the Lord can make the sun go down. The love of the Lord can make the world go round. The love of the Lord can make the world go round.
Well, let's go back to Phil Cross and Poet Voices. When did Phil hire you? When did you start there?
I started with Poet Voices in 95, in July of 95. So it was almost the first 2 or 3 months, mm-hmm, was when I met Bill. It was within the first 2 or 3 months. So my first video, the first video Poet Voices ever did, was I was there.
Sure.
So it was
sure.
Cool. We did I Am Redeemed.
Yeah, I remember that.
Great song.
Yeah. Did you know David Jordan?
Oh, yes.
He was right before you, right?
Right after me.
Right after
yes,
you.
I was
okay.
The first. They had a bass singer. I guess they tried a guy out for a couple of weeks before I came, but I was the first one that actually stayed.
Okay, yeah.
But David came right after me. What a great guy.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
I was a slave in a foreign land, so very far from the Father's loving hand. He rescued me one glorious day. He brought me out, paid a debt I could not pay. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. Mm-hmm.
still I live in a foreign land. But now I'm free according to redemption's plan. Soon I'll join the road and wide, the redeemed. We'll sing the song holy angels cannot sing. Chains of sin and set me free. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free.
Some glorious morning, they will come from all nations, from every generation. Side by side, they will march into the celestial city of Jehovah. And in perfect harmony, they will begin humming a new song. A song composed by God, arranged for His children. As the saved by grace approach the land of their dreams, the host of heaven will step aside. Even the angels will be silent. For they cannot sing this new song. For it is a song reserved for voices who once cried out for the Redeemer, those washed in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, these are the redeemed.
Now we'll skip back and go back to the beginning. Where did you grow up regionally in this country, and how were you influenced by gospel music, or were you?
I grew up in Port Clinton, Ohio, and we really didn't have any kind of gospel music at all. I started out singing in high school choir at 15, 16 years old. My best friend said, come on and try. So I did. I learned to sing the bass part, and I went to a church that had a trio come in. I mean, it was my home church, but they had a trio come in. I had never heard anything but little ensembles in the high school choir, because I was in Christian high school choir.
Yeah.
So I heard these guys singing, and I thought, well, they don't have a bass singer. Well, maybe I should ask. And I was 17, you know, and I was bold and brazen. So I went up and asked, and sure enough, they were looking for somebody. So that was my first, you know, my first trial and error, with quartet singing. I honestly, until that first experience with the trio, I didn't know gospel quartets existed.
Yeah.
My grandmother had old Gaither records, but we didn't have any gospel radio stations where I was from. There just weren't any.
Was your voice, and I know that the voice generally lowers throughout one's life, but was it pretty much at the level it was now at that time? Or was there something that happened along the way that really brought you way down low?
Well, something definitely happened along the way, but I don't know that I could tell you what it was. I think it honestly was just learning how to sing right. I just sang before.
Yeah.
And learning how to sing right over the years and having mentors like George Johns and Tim Riley.
Yeah.
Tim Riley spent a lot of time helping me. Mm-hmm. He was a great influence on my life. Just listening to George was enough to help me. I mean, he was absolutely incredible. But I don't know. My voice was not very, there wasn't a lot of edge to it. It was very, very soft. In fact, the first record that I did, I'm thinking about taking, just for fun, thinking about taking a bunch of stuff that I've made with other groups and putting a little project together of me from the beginning until now, just to have just for fun. And people will get to hear what I sounded like on the first song when I was 18 years old.
There's a recording?
Yes, there is.
What was the name of that trio?
They were called the Melody Boys, and they were from Elyria, Ohio.
And then it became a quartet, obviously.
Yes, obviously. But, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
After that trio, is this when the Weatherfords came into the picture?
The Weatherfords didn't come into the picture till 89. I was with that trio. Let's see, when did I start? 1980. It was 79 or 80 when I started singing with the Melody Boys. So.
And what was between the Melody Boys and the Weatherfords? Was there anything?
I sang with another group called the Fisherman Quartet out of Kunkel, Ohio. Well, actually, they were more of Sandusky, Ohio. But I sang with them for a couple of years, and I went into the Marine Corps in 1984. Stayed in the Marine Corps until 1988. But while I was in there, I sang with John Jarman, who was a former member of the Dixie Melody Boys years ago, and Tony Jarman, his son, who is now with Old Time Gospel Hour Quartet.
Yeah.
So I sang with them. So I never really stopped singing, but it was after the Marine Corps that I ended up with the Weatherfords for a while. So.
The soul of man is like a ship that sails on the sea of time. The storms may come, the winds may blow and rock this ship of mine. The reason my ship won't ever sink, and today it's still afloat, my compass is his precious word, and Jesus pilots my boat. I won't sail these stormy seas no more, unless Jesus leads the way.
My stern was torn apart, the bow of my vessel so badly crushed, sin's waters flooded my heart. I had sailed so long on life's angry waves, my cargo fear and despair. Then I called on his name, and he lifted the blame. Now he pilots my ship everywhere.
And today you said that you're not into solo, or you're more of Rex?
Oh, a stunt bass. Gaither stage, I am a stunt bass.
Who encouraged you to do the solo project, though? The one
my mom.
did she? Well, moms are biased.
Moms, that's exactly right. She was the first one that I made buy one. No, I'm kidding. She was the first one I gave one to. But she encouraged me. And a lot of other people along the way said, you should try it. You should at least try it. And so I was on a cruise, and a gentleman came to me and said, in fact, his name is Danny Shelton. He came to me and said, I see you don't have any product. And I said, no, I sure don't. I said, I haven't thought about doing a solar project very much. He said, my mom mentioned it. You know. Mm-hmm. He said, I will help you put a project together if you're interested in making one. And he ended up taking care of the whole thing for me. Very gracious man. And in fact, I'm getting ready to go into the studio with him and do another project by the end of the year, hopefully. Just to him, just a simple laid-back hymns project. Yeah. Yeah. But it's helped me. It's really helped me to get to do some solo concerts. So I started doing that, and that's a lot of fun. I'm looking for more of those. But that's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. God's been good. He's opened doors that I never thought would open, and just waiting to see what's next.
When I'm feeling low, I look up high above the clouds. When I am down, I'll be back up eventually. I may fall or drop the ball, but I'll get back on my feet, 'cause I've got the sweet love of Jesus way down deep. Reaching down from the highest heaven, understanding why when I am weak, my prayer is that I'll pass it on to everyone I meet. I've got the sweet love of Jesus way down here. Below the surface, in the depths of my soul, I have comfort, contentment, joy, and peace. His great love from up above is a secret I can't keep, 'cause I've got the sweet love of Jesus way down deep. Reaching down from the highest heaven, understanding why when I am weak, it on to everyone I meet. I've got the sweet love of Jesus way down deep. My prayer is that I'll pass it on to everyone I meet. I've got the sweet love of Jesus way down.
I'm sure it's totally different to do solo than to be a bass singer for a quartet or even a group like the Homecoming Friends.
Yes. Very awkward.
So what's had to change? I mean, obviously you're singing the melody now.
I've had to learn to talk.
Yeah.
That has been the biggest challenge. Allison Spear actually has helped a lot with segues.
Yeah.
Her and Brian both have been a real blessing in my life. They helped me to move to Nashville and have helped me with my career. Mm-hmm. Brian's been an off and on kind of manager for me. Sure. He's helped me a lot. But that's the most nerve wracking thing. I could sing. All I had to do was get up on stage and sing, you know, 10, 11 songs and do a concert that way, I would be fine. But when I start talking, that's the biggest hurdle that has been for me. And to make sure that people hear my heart and they hear just how much I love Jesus and what he means to me. But, I mean, I'm nervous sitting here talking to you. I hope this comes out okay.
I've been washed in the blood, and I'm fully forgiven. I have tasted the goodness of my Savior and Lord. He has brought me from darkness to live in his light, to love, serve, and honor him with all of my might. He's the way, truth, and life, hope for you and me. He has broken every chain and let this captive free. He was born of a virgin like the scripture said he would be unto those he had created, but they knew him not. For 3 years he was preaching, teaching, making enemies, finding fellowship with prostitutes, murderers, and thieves. He was nailed to a cross to pay for every sin. In 3 days he rose in glory, now he lives within. God is with us. The age, he is with us. Even though the battles rage, Emmanuel, oh, I live to tell everyone that God is with us, our Emmanuel. Even though he lives within me now, my troubles are not over. In a way, they're just beginning, because I follow him. In my suffering, he's given me the strength to carry on. In my weakness, he's perfected in a way that makes me strong. He's the rock of the ages, beginning and the end. My protector, my provider, loving counselor and friend. God is with us. Till the end of the age, he is with us. Even though the battles rage, Emmanuel, oh, I live to tell everyone that God is with us, our Emmanuel. God is with us. Till the end of the age, he is with us. Even though the battles rage, Emmanuel, oh, I live to tell everyone that God is with us. Everyone that God is with us. God is with us, our Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Tell me about family life and where you live now.
I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I've got two wonderful kids. My son is 18 and my daughter's 13. Mm-hmm. And that age is a very, well, I guess every age has been a challenge as far as that goes. But they're wonderful. I couldn't ask God for a better family.
Do you do this? This is what you do? I mean, do you go to studios and record parts and then leave? Or is it mainly with Gaither that you do the work?
I mainly work with Bill. I do studio work now and then. I've done a part on a project for Dolly Parton. So that's been fun.
Wow.
I've done stuff for Walt Mills and a lot of other great singers.
What do your kids think about what you do for a living? Is it cool to them? Do they have to explain it to their friends?
Actually, my son, I don't think my son has had, he loves it. He loves what I do. He mm-hmm. loves when he's around me, you know, he feels important because mm-hmm. he thinks I'm important, you know.
Yeah.
And it's funny, he made me cry about a year ago. The MySpace thing came out.
Yeah.
And I looked at his MySpace and they have things on there to tell you who your heroes are, what your favorite music is, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. He had me listed as his hero right after Jesus.
Wow.
So that was great. That was great. And my daughter can't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it seems like every day she comes home from school, she has another teacher that has asked, so your dad's Mike Allen? And I, you know, that's funny to me because yeah. I'm just Alicia's dad.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I just love it. I think it's great.
Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within, but with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, took me under his wing. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King.
child with a heavenly home. My Holy Father has made me His own, and I'm cleansed by His blood, and I'm clothed in His love, and someday
This is Mike Allen, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Sometimes the little boy in me still wants to climb on my father's knee. When the world outside gets too big for me, when the fear's too much for me to hide, and my fondest dreams have almost died, he always understands me when I say, hold me, hold me, I'm so afraid of the storm. Doesn't mean that I'm brave and bold, but oh, I want so much to serve you, so I'll follow as you lead the way, 'cause I know you're not too far away, just close enough to hear me when I pray. Hold me, hold me, I
storm. Hold me. Hold me. I'll be safe in my Father's arms. I'll be safe in my Father's arms.
You have a website where we can keep up to date with, like, the new project that you're
working on? I do. It's MikeAllenOnline.com, and it's a little behind right now. I've been a little busy, I'm a little behind on getting stuff on there, but it'll be updated soon.
Are you with Homecoming Tour the next?
Yes.
As far as you know?
As far
year?
As I know.
Okay,
unless Bill changes his mind, yeah. I'll be there until Kyle's come home, so to speak.
I lived a life so sad and lonely. I really didn't have a friend to care. One day I found Jesus as my Savior. He changed my life completely then and there. Now I have this one to whom I turn to when storms of life around me rise and swell. So I love him dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I've seen the beauty this world has to offer. I've seen the mountains reaching for the sky. One day I saw Jesus in a vision. Sweet love for me was burning in his eyes. Forgive me. A voice then softly whispered, all is well. So I love him dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. About me, I smile and say I'm doing mighty fine. I know there will be some who'll surely doubt me. Doubting me won't bother peace of mind. I'll tell them all how Jesus really saved me. There's ringing in my heart a joy bell. So I love him dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. So I love him dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can the finite risk of trusting like a child. I believe, help thou my unbelief. I walk into the unknown, trusting all the while. I long so much to feel the warmth that others seem to know. But should I never feel a thing, I claim him even so. I believe, help thou my unbelief. I walk into the unknown, trusting all the while. I walk into the unknown, trusting.
That's Mike Allen on Daniel Britt and Friends. We're getting to know the man a bit better and talk to him about his music, but more than just the music. We're talking to him about his heart and his passions and his ministry. We mentioned that Mike is what Rex always referred to as the stunt bass for the Gaither Homecoming videos and tour. And while we were talking about that, conversation moved towards the leading of the Holy Spirit within the Gaither videos.
I've heard he's very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and everything gets thrown out if he feels led to do something different.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're often given a schedule of what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and it's pretty much just a standing joke where you say, "What's that for?" You know, because he doesn't follow it very much, but he knows what he's doing.
I can't remember where it was. I've been like the mid to late 90s. And backstage, Bill has his lineup of artists. Sometimes it's typed, sometimes it's handwritten.
Yes.
Well, this one, it was a lineup of who's you know, going to be here and who's afterwards, and then the intermission, and then the coming back as a group. And that was there. It was pre-printed. It was taped to the stage door. And then over it all was a big Sharpie black X, and it's two words, "Be ready." How many times has that happened?
Oh, no, over and over. That's hilarious.
Everybody was just waiting by the door. Yes. They couldn't go to the bathroom because if they heard their intro. And one time, Janet had to come running because she heard her song. And if I was standing 1 inch in a different direction, I would have tripped her and shoot. It would have been would have been tragic.
That describes it perfectly. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. That describes it perfectly.
Working with Bill as a fellow bass singer, and Bill sings the bass part in the vocal band, obviously, is it ever hard to go in the studio under Bill's leadership? And I don't want to say that you're competing with him, but do you ever get right. that sense maybe that, well, do I do this? And if I, is he going to think I'm trying to show him up as a fellow bass singer? Is that a hard place to be?
No, it really isn't. He's never made me feel awkward in that respect. The only thing that I've ever, as far as a competitive sense, I've never felt awkward in any way. As far as paying attention to what I think he wants, mm-hmm. yes, that's been tricky sometimes because I know that he loves a lot of the high bass harmonies. When I was with the Weatherfords, Earl mm-hmm. taught me that a lot of the high bass harmonies are a lot prettier than the lower bass harmonies. Yeah. So I've been able to fit in that groove okay. Mm-hmm. But knowing exactly whether Bill wants a high bass harmony or a lower bass harmony on certain spots, that's been tricky to learn. It sure has.
Do you pretty much go in and you just sort of hear it and you sort of sing by ear, or do you have a part that you actually have to learn?
Ben writes out all charge for us with the number system.
Okay.
But there are times, he'll walk in and say, I know we don't have a chart for this, but let's do a version of this, here's how we're going to do it. Yeah. And we'll start off, and he'll just make up a part as you go. And he's really good at it. I mean, if he hears one thing off, he knows exactly who it is and where to go mm-hmm. and how to take care of it. In the studio, and I want to share this with everybody because this to me is absolutely incredible. Talking about Bill's following the Holy Spirit, I can give the same credit to Ben Spear also. I have many times seen them in the studio when we've been singing with tears running down their faces because they're so enjoying the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it reflects. It just really reflects in the songs when you hear them.
And this is a record recording studio, not a TV studio with cameras.
Exactly,
on.
Yeah. Exactly.
A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. Till Jesus the kind shepherd found me. And now I'm on my way back home. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all. Step of my way, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all. Savior will find me there, and safely his hand will lead me to the mansions he's prepared. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy. Hollywood attraction and a famous movie star. You might know the Queen of England, hang around with the elite. You might own a five-star hotel or a horse that can't be beat. But I know there'll come a day when you'll trade it all away for what I have, for what I have. All the gold in California, all the coffee in Brazil. All the stocks and bonds on Wall Street, all the $100 bills. They may occupy the daydreams of a more ambitious man, but my eyes are fixed on heaven, and I'm sticking to my plan. I'll tell the whole world, even though they might not understand or know just what I have, just what I have. What I have is a soul bought by the blood and sanctified. What I have is a little pool of tears where I've cried. And I won't forget the day I traded all my sins away for what I have.
If you're searching for the answers and you can't find your relief, if you're craving satisfaction but all you find is grief, won't you listen to a brother that's already been around? Put your faith in this old world and this old world will let you down. Jesus Christ can save your soul, and I'm here to let you know that's what I have, that's what I have. What I have is a soul bought by the blood and sanctified. What I have is a little pool of tears where I've cried. And I won't forget the day I traded all my sins away for what I have, for what I have. Well, I'll stand and testify even when they criticize what I have, what I have. And no matter what they say, I know they cannot take away what I have, what I have. What I have is a soul bought by the blood and sanctified. What I have is a little pool of tears where I cried. And I won't forget the day I traded all my sins away for what I have, for what I have. Well, what I have is a soul bought by the blood and sanctified. What I tears where I cried, and I won't forget the day I traded all my sins away for what I have, for what I have. Well, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take away what I have, what I have, what I have, what I have.
Mike Allen, our guest today on Daniel Britt and Friends. We talked about the webpage earlier, but you can go visit him online. It's MikeAllenOnline.com. Mike Allen, A-L-L-E-N. MikeAllenOnline.com. Great guy, great singer, and you can always keep up with him on the Gaither Homecoming videos. It's that impeccable stunt face.
Listen, let's do this again soon.
And I would love to.
Especially when the new project comes
out. Thank you so much for the opportunity. You've been great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Daniel.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.